It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern President Michael Schill is preparing to testify before Congress tomorrow. Schill was called to testify by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce at a hearing about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Several houses in the Northwest Side neighborhood of Jefferson Park were damaged by a fire last night. Three houses were damaged in the blaze, which raised a 211 alarm, the signal for additional equipment and people. Luckily, only two people were hurt, and neither of them went to the hospital. Dust storms ravaged central Illinois on Tuesday afternoon, forcing two interstates to be temporarily closed. Both Interstate 55 and Interstate 155 were shuttered due to the dust limiting visibility. The National Weather Service issued a dust advisory, warning travelers to pull over if they encountered a dust storm. Tornadoes in Iowa injured multiple people Tuesday night. The town of Greenfield, with a residency of roughly 2,000 people, saw multiple injuries. The town also had numerous buildings either damaged or completely destroyed. There were multiple other tornadoes throughout the state yesterday, including one that seemed to have toppled multiple wind turbines. The United Nations has halted all food distribution in Rafah, a city in southern Gaza. The international organization's aid, along with several other humanitarian operations in the area, are close to collapse thanks to security issues and a lack of supplies. Rafah currently holds thousands of refugees who have fled from elsewhere in Gaza due to Israeli military operations. According to the UN, the region is on the brink of famine. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Brendan Prizman. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.